This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver Clerk's Office has corrected an error to some information provided to voters in Spanish for the November election. The city repeated language when referring to two different tax measures, one on climate action and the other on homelessness. The error has been corrected online. However, the Spanish language voter guide was printed and sent out to voters in September. The Clerk's Office says it will likely not reprint the guide. A new state report is uncertain about how the pandemic will play out for the rest of this year. CPR health reporter John Daly reports.
A state health department and CU School of Public Health report shows hospital demand may depend on two things: if a more severe variant dominates and the uptake of the new Omicron vaccine. Models show COVID-19 hospital demand should remain low the next 3 months unless a severe variant takes hold. But public health officials urge Coloradans get the Omicron-targeted vaccine booster as soon as they're eligible. So far, many haven't. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is one of 8 states to receive a federal grant to help connect parents to schools. The $4.7 million award is also aimed at increasing family literacy and accelerating student learning. A survey during the pandemic revealed schools need help with everything from disengaged high school students to boosting kindergarten through third grade reading. Several local organizations will study and then replicate the best way to engage parents. Right now in Denver, it's 63 degrees with a few clouds. In Vail, it's 47 degrees. And in Grand Junction, it's 72 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.